We're back on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we've got Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Wynn Butler joining us here this morning as preview tonight's City Commission meeting, 7 o'clock. Again, seating for the public is limited to only 29 there at City Hall, but if you're not comfortable going out there, there are a number of ways you can view that. Of course, Cox Cable Channel 3. You can go to the city's website, cityofmhk.com/TV, and the Facebook page broadcasts that stream as well. And it's a great opportunity, and you should follow what's going on in your city government because it does impact your everyday life. So we encourage that. And let's go ahead and look at tonight's agenda. We start off with the public hearing tonight, and maybe you could discuss what the public hearing will entail here. This is for levy special assessments.
Sure, Brandon. So every year we have special assessments, and we issue bonds ultimately for public improvements that have been done in the community. And this is around, there's basically three development areas. So the city facilitates the design and construction of the infrastructure of the public streets, water, sanitary, sewer. And then the developing properties that receive those services are assessed a fee on their property tax bill, a special assessment to help pay for that over a 20-year period. That's what the bonds are for. So this is just starting that process. There's three development areas. One's the Heritage Square North, and this is out on East 24 across next on the north side of the roadway where the lighted intersection there is east of the Blue River. And that infrastructure was installed. There's been at least one building developed out there so far. So that's one of the developments that will have the special assessments on it. Another one is North Point or North Wing Edition, Unit 2. That's out off of Marlette. East Marlette, east of Tuttle Creek Boulevard, an expansion of an existing subdivision in that particular area. So again, street, sewer, water improvements. And then the third one is the Highlands at Grand Mere. This is out at the very north end of Colbert Hills Drive and a residential subdivision on its next phase for those improvements. All three of these are 100% to the benefit district. So there is just a little bit of city participation in the Highlands where we participated in the oversizing of some infrastructure. So there's just a little bit of city at large expense in that. So this is the public hearing that starts that process to sell those bonds and levy those special assessments. We'll have another consideration in February and then again in March, and by March, we send preliminary notice to all of the individuals for this public hearing, and they have a period of time where they can advance pay off those specials before they're bonded. There's some interest and financing costs that they avoid if they do that. So it's a multi-month process to issue these special assessments and then sell them for bonding.
All right. And I know you guys have done public hearings here during COVID, but just explain for the general public how they participate if they want to submit comment.
Sure. So you can either do that in person at the meeting, or you can submit, go online to the agenda and submit those online public comments as well for the public hearing.
All right. Pretty straightforward. And we'll go ahead and dive into the general agenda. Got four different items on here. We'll just start at the top here. Item A is considering an ordinance to rename 17th Street to Martin Luther King Jr. Drive.
Yes, back in the first meeting in January, we received a request from the Martin Luther King Jr. Committee here in Manhattan to rename 17th Street officially in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That had been done as a memorial way without specifically renaming the street, I believe it was back in around 2006. And so one of the more significant aspects was that Dr. King gave a presentation at Ahern Field House just shortly before he was assassinated. So I think the group wants to pay more honor to Dr. King and his legacy, and they've made that request. The commission advanced this item to the process. So the process, in order to change the name of the street, we have to pass an ordinance. And so this is the first consideration of that. We've provided some more information about just what that occurs and how that happens. Obviously, when you change the name of a street, there's some changes that folks have to make relative to, just their addresses with the personal documents and that sort of thing, as well as the street signage itself. So that's the item that's before the commission this evening.
All right. And I know we spoke about this last month, Mayor Butler, but it didn't sound like there's been any pushback against this, at least among the residents there.
So I've gotten, a bunch of forms came in, people supporting it. I did get some individual emails from property owners that didn't want to be hassled with the change. And I sent them back emails saying, do you want to have that brought out that you're not in favor of it? And they told me, we're just going to go along with the majority. They said, it's a hassle, but we don't want to fight it. They'll just go through the hassle. So my take on it right now is that, it's just not a problem. And my only concern was if a bunch of property owners had said, no, we own the property and we definitely are against it and we don't want to do it, then I wouldn't support it, because I've always been for, property owner rights. Don't rezone it unless they want it rezoned, and don't change the address unless they want the address changed. And my take right now is they're all for it.
All right.
So I'm good to go. No problem.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that'll be the first item of discussion here tonight, and a voting item here this evening for the City Commission. Let's go ahead and take a break, our second break here on In Focus, and we'll come back more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.